I want to say thank you for coming out tonight. It is a Wednesday night service that we're holding. I call this my mellow yellow day, where I just kind of fill in what happens on Sunday and things of that nature. But we're going into another direction. One of the things that I'm talking about is why God, and introducing my God, because my God is the only true living God. There are many gods out there, but my God is the only true God. How many people are following me with this one? Amen. Good. Because if we don't know the true living God, if we don't know my God, then you don't have any hope. You can do all the right things. You can do the 10 steps. You can do the whole 9 yards. But if you don't have my God and the relationship with my God, nothing's going to help you. There's no help. You can't get help. Bottom line, you're still operating under your own self. You actually become a God. And you have imaginations. And those imaginations create a God. How many of you follow me? Good. It's important that you follow me, because we live in a spiritual world. We don't live in a natural world. Even though we do walk on this earth, nice hard ground, you know, we can bump into things and feel them physically. We see with our physical eyes, and we, you know, can feel the pinches and all that other stuff. But our real life is in the spirit, in the spiritual world. Amen? How many people are following me on this one? I got to keep you following me. So I'm going to keep asking you today, how many people are following me? Because it's very important that you follow me. The problem is we tend to keep living, or tend to keep going back into the natural world, the world that you can feel and touch and see. And we're constantly going into that world again, when we need to bring ourselves into the world that you can't see, where my God is. Now, you have a God that you can't see, but you bring him in your world. And my God does not live in the world. My God lives in the spiritual world. So if you think you're going to have God in your life and live in the natural world, you don't have a God. You have an imagination. How many people are following me again? Okay, now this is good stuff. Because if you can completely understand what I'm saying, you're on the right path. I got to get you on the right path. In order for me to get you on the right path, I have to break it really down to the very beginning, so that you can understand that if you don't come into the spiritual world, you cannot have the right God. Because your mind is going to be in the wrong place. Okay? Or I should say, your heart will be in the wrong place. Because eventually you're going to think and see and hear in your heart. But right now, you're trapped in your head. So you're not even going to get close to my God. Because my God doesn't live in your head. My God lives in your heart. And that's why I need to get you to know my God, and to get you to have a relationship with my God. But I have to get you from your head. First, I got to get you out of this world into the spiritual world, and then get you out of your head and get you into your heart. How many people are following me here? Okay, you're going to hear that a lot today. How many people are following me here? Because it's very important that you don't lose track on where I'm going. I believe most people are struggling with a relationship with God. Totally hopeless. They got a big wish list, and they hope that things will happen. They hope that their hopes will come to pass. They never come. They never get there. They never, it all manifests through willpower. And I spoke about willpower, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or maybe last Sunday, I forget, but keep logging on. You'll hear all about willpower. And we need God power. It, matter of fact, it was last Wednesday. So, with that being said, I need to transform you into the spiritual world. This book here is a great book. It's called the Bible. Not many people know it. Maybe there are a lot of people, but we're getting people from all around the world. We just got some new ones from Hong Kong. Hong Kong, we bless you. What were the other ones? Omar, we bless you. Amman, we bless you. Whatever. We bless all of you that are logging on, okay? And you might not even know about this book. It's called the Holy Bible, okay? Me personally, when my life changed and I had my encounter or my experience, this was the closest book that bared witness to what I received. And I love that book. In that book, there's a man named Jesus. Okay? And he's in the red letters. But he understood the spiritual world. He understood the Father, the God that I know, my God. He understood it. And that's why I like this book. This is very close. Him and I are almost alike. Well, the only difference is he was 2,000 years ago, I'm today. With that being said, he said, about God. I may be in the world, but I'm not of the world. And what he was saying is he's functioning and dealing with the world and handling the world things, but his heart and his mind and his being was in the spirit. And that's where we need to be. We need to understand. Now, moving forward, let's put my God on the side for a moment. In this book, it says, we do not fight with flesh and blood, but we fight with powers, principalities, darkness, wickedness. They're all different degrees of enemies. They're all around us. You just can't see them. And they have a job. They have a purpose. And that job and that purpose is to rob your life, steal your life, and eventually kill your life. Now, when I say these things, I may not even reference your natural self, even though that it will roll over to your natural self. But where it starts is your spiritual self, because it's a spiritual battle and it's a spiritual world and it's a spiritual life. And so you have to understand how it attacks. It attacks first the spirit of the person, and then eventually your physical body will die. Your physical will be robbed and all your dreams and passions and everything will just disintegrate. But I want to step back a little further, because the main ingredients that it steals is your peace, your joy, and your righteousness. In spirit, that is your life. Without that, you have no life. How many people are following me here? Okay. So when I say to you, you know, we need to live in this world and we need to live our life in this world, what I'm referring to is not material or natural manifestations in this world, but your life revolves around peace. It revolves around joy, and it revolves around righteousness, or just having a clean conscience as if you did nothing wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. How many people realize they didn't do anything wrong? Good, amen. You didn't do anything wrong. How many people tend to sometimes have regrets? Okay. Well, you got to flush those regrets down the drain. You got to flush them. Get over them. Get rid of them. Because when you live in the kingdom or the world or the spiritual world, when you come into my world where my God is, that will fulfill every dream, every desire, everything that you long for, your future with prosperity. If you want to live that life and come out of your circumstances and have a better life, then you need to be free from, I want to call, the ingredients that give legal rights for this principality, power, wickedness, darkness that can come and attack you, because God's not going to protect you. My God is not going to protect you if you're giving the enemy fuel. If you're giving the enemy all the power it needs and writing legal contracts for the enemy, saying, here, you have rights to destroy me, my God really can't do anything for you. He wants to. He wants to help you out. He wants to prosper you. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. He wants you to have everything that you desire, because it's His desires to begin with. How many people are following me? Good. Because these are His desires. Your desires are His desires, and we'll clear that up later. Let's not make it complicated right now. So, in order for God to work in your life, you have to have an attitude adjustment. You need a new attitude. How many people are following me? Okay? If you have a bad attitude, you're going to have contracts written on your life, almost like a hitman. I got a contract out on you. I got a contract. And these principalities, depending on how bad it is, okay, because you might just have wickedness contracts on you, you know, little ones, some darkness. Darkness are like the littlest ones. They're like gnats, little flies, okay? Then you got, you know, you got your wickedness, and then you got your powers, and then you have your principalities. Oh, your principalities are the ones that put you in the hospital. The principalities are the ones that put you in like severe, you know, blah, blah. They wipe you out. So as long as you understand that an attitude is the beginning of a contract. How many people are following me here? Good. Now, I'm going to make this as simple as possible for you so that you can follow it. If I can make this real carnal-like understanding, you'll simply live like that in the spiritual world. But you can't forget. You can't come into the spirit and then go right back into the carnal again. You always have to meditate on this truth all the time. You have to be aware of it all the time. Because it's just like if I give you a contract, you sign it. Once you sign it, it's like on until it's voided. How many people are following me here? Okay. So you got to make sure that those contracts aren't signed. You have to keep a track, you have to keep an eye on them contracts. And make sure that they never get signed. Because once they're signed, then they have to be filled. And that's where our sufferings come in at. And God allows these sufferings to come so that it teaches us. You know, if I keep pinching you, eventually you're going to look and see what's pinching you. And then you're going to move out of the way or something. You're going to change the circumstances. How many people are following me here? Good. So, I mean, how much pinching can you take? You can only take so much until that suffering says, I got to do something different. How many people have ever come to that place? Good. Well, start thanking God. Come into the Spirit and start thanking God, because this in itself is another attitude adjustment that you need in order to live in the spiritual world. If you don't start having a grateful heart in all things, you will fail in the spiritual world, and you will go right back into the carnal world unprotected. The protection on your life has a lot to do with an attitude. How many people are following me? Good. So when you can have a real attitude in your heart, not a fake one, not like, hi, everything's great, but in your heart, you're going nuts. It's not going to work that way. That's where the spiritual world is, inside. You can't do it in the head. The spiritual world does not work in your head. You can't be inside and then be on the head going, oh, it's so nice and so wonderful outside. How do you like it? Is everybody happy? Can you see this? You can't do it. That's why I said it's so important to be honest with yourself. If you don't understand what it is to be honest with yourself, you gotta get honest with yourself so that my God can come into your life. So that my God can have a relationship with you, because he doesn't have relationship with liars. He's not the father of lies. He's a father of honesty. And so you need to have honesty in you. And in order to have honesty in you, you have to look at yourself. You have to look deep. You have to be on. You have to start looking here, inside your heart, inside.
Well, Jim, how do you do that?
By feelings. You look with feelings. Not many people look with feelings. Matter of fact, there's a lot of people who don't even know what feelings are. But you have to start understanding what feelings are. You have to begin to start realizing feelings. And once you start realizing feelings and then you're honest with yourself, then you can get really down deep inside. See, life is deep inside, not shallow, not up here in your head, not consumed with the world that's going around you. You know, how many people have sat somewhere and missed the cool breeze blowing? A beautiful day where they had nothing to do. They could have just sat there and enjoyed the beautiful day, but they're already, I gotta do this. And just all over the place. That's no life. You have no life. You're dead. That's why the Bible says, cast all your cares upon me and I will give you rest. We got to enter into his rest. We have to know how to rest. That's another thing. Attitude is a big, big deal in order to live in the kingdom, in order to live with God, in order to live in the Spirit. A bad attitude will devour you. A good attitude will save you. How many people are following me here? Okay? Listen, the world doesn't have it all wrong. I mean, what I'm saying to you has been around since the foundations of the world. It's nothing new, but it's new because we tend not to hear it. We tend not to follow it. We tend not to pay attention to it. We tend to ignore. How many people understand what it's like to ignore? Isn't that sad? We ignore the nice cool breeze on a beautiful sunny day. We ignore so much around us. And it's literally disgusting. In God's eyes, It's disgusting. We're walking around blind. We're walking around death. We're walking around dumb. We might even think we got it all going on because we got things and we got careers and money, but we're dead. How many people are following me now? If we truly want a life, listen to what I'm saying, because you'll have a life. It's better to walk away from everything, lose your life completely, and then gain one. Because when you can gain a life inside, where your attitude is adjusted, you're aware of what's going on, you're not ignoring, you're not being ignorant, you're starting to enjoy life, so to say, with peace and joy, and you didn't do anything wrong. He restores and gives back. God restores and gives back everything you dumped. And better, because he sees that you're faithful and just to serve him. You're faithful and just to live your life for him. How many people are following me here? So I'm challenging you today. Lose your life. Walk away. Lose everything. Seek first. They call it the kingdom of God. I call it the kingdom of God. And all these things will be added unto you. Everything will be restored. Listen. You walk away from the house. You think that house is really nice. It's the greatest house ever. You walk away just to find the kingdom of God. You find the kingdom of God, that house will be restored better than what you had. You walk away from a situation to seek the kingdom of God. You find the kingdom of God, whatever you walked away will be restored better than he ever had it before. How many people are following me here? Understand, a house is a house. Same thing. A job is a job. A marriage is a marriage. A family is a family. You'll lose one, you'll gain one. Better than you ever had before. Listen to what I'm saying. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you. I know the truth. Took me a while to wake up. I've always knew it, but I didn't know how to put it in words. It took me 13 years to actually put it in words and implement it. How many people are following me here? And so I'm thankful that everyone is listening around the world, because it is your time, as it is my time. It is your time to get a life. It is your time to have your dreams and your passions and your desires filled. Not a wish list where you got to check it every day and hope that it comes to pass. No, it's coming to pass. It's guaranteed. God wants to fill your desires. God wants a relationship. God wants to give it to you. God wants to show you he's alive and real. God wants to. My God wants to do this. You might have had a God and you might have put all your trust in him. You might have had a God and you did everything that you could to have that God be pleased with you and help you and work with you, and he did nothing. He didn't exist because you didn't have the right God. You didn't have, first of all, you weren't even living in the right place. It's like a whole different geographical location. You're living over here and God's cross seas. and doesn't even know you. And you don't even know him.
I got a distant relative somewhere over there.
So we need to start out changing the way we're thinking. Changing the way we're thinking so that we can constantly meditate on the spiritual world. You're going to get attacked. You're getting attacked right now. You can't even keep your eyes open. You're being attacked. Stand up, shake it off. You see? You're getting attacked. We have to realize that we're getting attacked all the time. We're getting attacked. We're getting attacked all the time. Now we got to have God protect us, right? And how do we do that? That's the question. How do we get God to protect us when we're coming under attacks? We do not battle flesh and blood. That means we don't fight physically, but we fight spiritually. And these attacks are coming. And how do we get ourselves free from the attacks? One, everything's going to be okay. Two, you need to make sure that your heart is crying out. You see the attack, you see what's happening, and you're fighting it on your own. Trying to keep your eyes open or something. Maybe I'll say it a little different. No, you got to cry out and say, God, help me here. God, help me. God, I need you to help me. I'm being attacked and I need help. What do I do? What do I do? And he'll instruct you. He might say, get up and splash some water on your face. Go get an ice cube and rub it on your belly. Whatever it is, you obey it, it'll happen. You'll be free from your attack. How do you think this man Jesus healed some people? What did he do? He threw some mud in their face, right? Spit in the eyes. Oh, that's not cordial. What do you think taking an ice cube and rubbing it on your belly is? Listen to me. Now, how did he know? How did he know to overcome the fight? Feelings. Feelings. He began to cry out and say, I need help. What do I do? I'm being attacked. I'm being attacked. I'm being attacked. What do I do? What do I do? I'm being attacked. And guess what? He stirs you up with a feeling. Oh, I feel like I have to get up and get an ice cube and rub it on my belly. I start getting feelings. I need to do something because these feelings are telling me to do something. If your heart is in the right place. If your heart is not in the right place, feelings can backfire from you. It's called drama. Oh my God, 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 oh my God. It's called drama. I'm not talking about drama. I'm talking about honesty. Remember that in the very beginning? Being honest with yourself. Oh, geez. And then cry out, God, what do I do? And then a feeling will react. All of a sudden, he begins to shake and tremble you with a feeling. How many people are following me here? Good. If you follow what I'm saying and learn what I'm saying, you're going to have a new life. You're going to be free from the things that you keep saying, I don't know why I keep doing what I'm doing and I don't want to do them. Geez, I'm believing because the doctor told me I have a disorder. No, you don't have a disorder. You don't have any problems. You're being attacked. You're being attacked. How many people understand that they're being attacked? You just can't see them. We were created perfectly whole. We were created happy. We were created full of peace. We were created without doing anything wrong. You have a legal contract on you. You wrote it. And they have legal rights to destroy you right now. How do you feel? If I was you, I'd be right on my face, man. If you knew that you had mugs, slugs, what do you call them? Bullies. And they're going to come and get you. Hey, I heard so-and-so is going to find you and beat you up. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Wait. I didn't do anything wrong. Oh, yes, you did. Somewhere, somehow, you did a contract. Contract's out on you. And that contract ain't going to get voided until you do something about it. You're going to be haunted, and they're going to find you, and they're going to whoop your butt. And you can't do anything about it. You can go see 10 specialists, 20 specialists, 50,000 specialists, and the same contract is still on you. How many people are listening to me now? Good. Because I want the contracts broken. I want your life saved. I don't want to see you continuing to go around the rest of your life like this. You got so many lies inside your head convincing you. Oh, well, I'm 50 years old. This is how you act when you're 50 years old. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm out of shape and I got myself a belly. And this is what happens when you're out of shape and have a belly. Oh, really? Really? Oh, well, I worked hard all day today. And this is why I'm like the way I am. Really? Really? You keep lying to yourself. You just keep going on and on and on and lying to yourself. You just keep going. Man, you got contract after contract after contract after contract after contract after contract. How many people are following me now? Good. How many people are a little concerned about their contracts right now? Good. I hope so. Are you concerned, ma'am, over there? Are you concerned? Good. I hope so. I am. How many people are sick and tired of always getting blindsided? Smack! Oh, man, I didn't see this one coming. How many people are tired of getting beat up? I'm tired of getting beat up. And I finally realized, I got a contract on me. I got to break the contract. I got to realize that what I was doing was wrong. That's number one. I got to realize my thinking was wrong. Don't try to figure out where it started from. Just start saying it was wrong. Because you got to start seeking. You need to start seeking. Where did it get wrong? Only you know where it started. Only you know. Unless God reveals it to me, I can start saying all kinds of things. But only you know. The life is within you. And it's only you. Nobody else. Only you. If you really want to think about it, are you ready for this? The only thing, the only ones that actually exist in this world is you. Nobody else. Even though you interact with everybody, they don't exist. The life
is you and with you and you only. And everything created is all within you and around you, in you, in your head, everything. Your whole entire life is you created it and you live it. Good, bad, right, or wrong. You have that life. You create it, and nobody else did it. Nobody. You can point fingers at everybody. You can say this. You can say that. You can blame it on the world, the economy, the whole nine yards. You can blame the government. You can blame... It's you. Your whole entire world is you. From the time you were born till now. Put yourself in a little bubble. That's where you've been all your life, and that's where it is. And there's, and listen, you're not coming out of the bubble either, because it's your world. And your world exists. You created it. Nobody created it for you. Isn't that crazy? But it's so true. How many people are following me? Amen. Because this is some good stuff. How many people think that this is really good stuff? It's an eye-opener, isn't it? Listen, once we start getting our eyes opened and we start understanding what's going on, then we can fix it. Then we can change the way we're thinking, and we can actually fix the world that we're living in. It's like you're rebuilders now. You're going to tear down your world and rebuild your world. And when you do it with my God, you didn't lose nothing. You gained everything. How many people want to start gaining? Gaining a life. That's what I'm talking about. A life. Oh, Jim, it's so hard for me to walk away. You don't understand. You know what then? Live the way you're living then. You have to learn how to put your foot down, boom, and make a decision. If you're not going to make a decision, then you're like a ship tossed to and fro. Woo! From every wind of doctrine. Woo! Woo! And you're never going to be on course. You're going to be all over the place wishing. I wish it was a better day. I wish it was better than this. I wish upon a star. I wish. And it will nothing be but a wish. Nothing. Nothing more than a wish. How many want to change their wishes in a reality? That's what I want. You know, people say, oh, well, you just have to make a decision and do it. Yeah, but if you do it without the truth, something bad's going to happen. You have to do it with the truth. You have to do it with God. You have to do it with God. You can't do it without God. How many people realize what I'm saying? This is why I am so adamant about getting the message out. Why God? I should title it, Why My God? Or Why Jim's God? Why this man's God? And not this God over here, or this God over there, or that God. Why this guy's God? Because my God is the real God, the only true living God. My God is the one that's going to give you a life, because you know why? He gave me mine. I have a life. And those that know me know that I have a life. Do you know I have a life? And when you get a life, there is no stopping you. There's nothing stopping you, because when you find the pearl of great price, you will sell everything you have, and you will go for that pearl of great price. And nothing is going to stop you or get in your way. You have power, enthusiastic-driven motives, and nothing is stopping you.
The sad thing is when it happens, everybody better beware. Because they're not going to like your new life. Because it affects their life. You never talked to me like that before. I was able to live here till I was 30, 40, 50 years old without a job. And why now all of a sudden I got to get a job? Because you're getting a life. Not your life, his life. You're actually finding my God. You're starting to know my God. Because my God inside of you is saying, come on, let's get some peace. Come on, let's get some joy. You don't have to live this way. I've given you joy. I've given you peace. Let's get it. It's a free gift. Come on, let's get it. Why aren't you gotten it now? What are you waiting for? The sad thing is nobody will understand. And then time is of the essence. They're not going to wait around all day. They're not going to be standing around waiting until they get your approval. They're not going to wait around until, I'm sorry, I'm going to rephrase this, until you get their approval. You see? The ones that have God in them aren't waiting around for approvals. Does that make sense? Okay. They're not waiting for an approval. They're over here saying, you got to get a job. You got to get a job. If you don't get a job, pretty soon, you're going to be living in with the new people that just bought the house. You better start changing the way you're thinking now. Because pretty soon, you'll see me drive down the road. How many people are following me here? Amen. Because God has a life for you. And he's going to give you that life. He starts to move you. And you really don't care about anybody else. Because you know why? Remember what I said in the beginning? They really don't exist anyhow. They don't exist. But I don't understand. They don't exist. When you leave this earth, where are they? Are they leaving with you? Are they going to stand there with you? Are they going to be like, hey, hi, I'm here. And
who's this?
I'm sorry, you're going to be alone, right? How many people are following me here? Good. Because now you'll start to realize why I'm saying you're alone already. In the spirit, you're alone already. And you're going to leave this earth alone. But you will have a new family. You will have a new life. You know, after death, there's a life that continues to go on. You hope to see your loved ones and all that other stuff. And that in itself is a whole other world that I would love to tell you about. Because the affections that you have for a brother and a sister are different on earth than you have in heaven. Just trust me on this. It's like knowing your neighbor. Hey, neighbor, how you doing? Oh, hi, Johnny. Hey, glad to see you made it. It's like seeing your neighbor down in Florida. Hey, you made it. Yeah, I love this place. It's great. Yeah, all right. And that's the extent of it. How many people are following me? So you got your life and your world. Why are you influenced by other people? Why are you influenced? Why are your life being robbed, stolen, stealing, and every whole nine yards? Why? Why? You got to understand why. Most people are in bondage because of the world around them. They have never stepped out of their world around them and stepped into the world that is in them. They need to step into the world that they're in them and get out of the world that is around them. How many people are following me here? I can say it again. I can repeat myself. We have to understand what's going on. If you truly want a life, and this is what happens. When you find this life, do you know the people that you have a hard time around you, so to say? They transform into your world. And those same individuals enter into your world. But the difference is, it might be coated with different flesh. You hope that it's coated with the same flesh, but it may not be coated with the same flesh. Jesus made a comment. I love this man. He's just like me. In the Bible, some of the disciples ran up to him and said, "Hey, your mom and your sister and your brother are over there knocking at the door. They want to see you." And he was like, "Excuse me. Who's my brother? Who's my father? Who's my sister? This is my mother and brother and father and sister. The one who does the will of my father is that one." He was referring to there are others in the spiritual world that is actually their family. Just different skin maybe, or the same skin. But he had eyes to understand. You're not going to lose anything. See, right away we have this mindset of loss. Oh no, I'm going to lose them. Oh, if I do this, I'm going to lose them. Oh, I'm going to lose. You're only saying that because of hurts and wounds in your own self. Did you ever hear that word, judgment? You point the finger and three fingers are pointing back at you. Well, that's all it is you're just referring back to yourself. You're lost to begin with. And that's why you're thinking you're going to lose. I'm not lost. That's why I'm not caring about losing anything. I'm not losing nothing. I'm gaining more. Because I'm not lost. How many people are following me here? Good. Because that's the only way you're going to be set free. The only way that you're going to be set free. Or you're going to be trapped within yourself, judging yourself based on your own afflictions. And your own afflictions, with you judging yourself, is actually going to manifest on the outside and the world around you. I know that was a lie. How many people followed that one? You have afflictions. And you have judgments. And do you know that those things that you have and you're creating them and holding on to them is actually affecting the world around you? How many people have ever heard, birds of a feather flock together? Okay. A hurt person with a certain wound will be attracted to another hurt person with the same wound. It just happens. Because it's a spiritual world that we live in. And until you cleanse yourself from the inside, you're going to always be encamped around those individuals. They're never going to leave you. They're always going to haunt you. Why can't I shake these people? Well, it's because it's you. Ken, can you grab me a water? It's you. I never saw it that way. Exactly right. That's why you're listening to me today. That's why it's so important to change yourself. And the crazy thing is, if you change yourself, I got it. Thank you. If you change yourself, this is what happens. Geez. Maybe I should just go find another place. Maybe I should find somebody else.
Why don't you go? Why don't you go? Or better yet, I'll leave. That's what starts to happen. Birds of a feather no longer flock together. Lightness and darkness cannot live together. When you begin to start finding your life living inside of you, that life is nothing but light. It always will, and it always has been. The life inside of you is nothing but light. Christianity, I think they were starting to call it Jesus. If you accept Jesus into your heart, you'll have everlasting life. And we began to know the truth and modified it and said it's not Jesus, it's Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Savior. And then I realize it is, you know, religiously speaking, it's Christ. But it's actually your life in God. It's pure light. Your life is nothing but pure light. And when you start applying the things that I'm saying, you're going to turn into light. And darkness cannot live with the light. It cannot fellowship with the light. It cannot live with the light. And you don't even have to ask anything to flee. It'll want to flee all by itself. How many people are following me here? Light wants to be with light. Darkness wants to be with darkness. It's just the way it is. That's the way it is. I want us to focus more on ourselves. Forget about the people around you. Forget about, because you can't make anybody do anything. You can't. The only world that you can change is your own. I can't make anybody do anything. They have to want it to make it themselves. But are you going to stay in pain? Are you going to suffer the rest of your life because somebody else is suffering? Are you going to hold back all your dreams and all your desires because they're suffering? Or are you going to break free and decide whether or not you're going to live a life? And this is what I want us to end with. Find a life. Find a life that is already inside of you. Listen to this message. Go back from the beginning. Understand the small key principles that I gave you about feelings and things of that nature. Please listen to it again. I know it's a lot to hear in one shot, and there's so much that goes on, especially in these messages. I've listened to a couple of them in the past, and you know, and I'm like, wow. You know, there's just so much here. You can listen to a tape or listen to one of these messages 10 times and still get another something out of it or a whole different message. So I'm going to ask you and I'm going to encourage you to please listen and keep listening and keep, you know, logging on and do us a favor. If this message has touched your life,
and your world is starting to change, and you really are understanding what's going on, there's a button on there called PayPal. Hit that button. It's the help button. Throw a dollar in there. $1 will change everything. It'll help us keep going. So I had to say that because they tell me I don't say it enough. So I'm not one to ask, but I do know that when you hit that button, that's showing support. And God is saying, well done. And he begins to start entering in your own heart. He says, you know what? You're going to sow seed in good ground. Well, I'm going to give you a harvest. I'm going to show you who I am. I'm going to begin to start working in your life. See, in this book, there's a guy named Paul. And he came to people and said, listen, we're going to take up a donation. But I'm not doing it for my account. I'm doing it for your account. And I want you to understand that I'm not really doing it for my account. I know that my God will supply all my needs. I know everything will be all right. But it's really for your account. And it might even be for some of those that are around me with a little bit of unbelief that they got to see God. But at the same time, do it for your own account. If we can just close our heads for a moment, bow our heads and close our eyes. We can close our head too. Close the mind. Open up your heart. Close your head now. Everybody, close your head.
Ew, oh no, don't shut the door on me.
Please close your head. Close. Everybody have their head closed? Okay, good. Is this who spiked my water? All right. God is, you know, God loves this stuff. He loves it. He's like, you know why? Because I'm getting drunk. And the more I'm in him, the more this world fades away. And I don't care. So everybody have their heads closed? Good. Now, open your heart. Open your heart and just, you know, say, God, hey, this is cool stuff. And I need to know more. I want you to start showing me all about this stuff. This stuff is really cool, and I really never knew the world that there is other than the one that I can step in and feel with my physical body and everything else. I didn't know there was another world. But I know now today. And I never even knew that there was contracts out on me. But I know now that there's contracts. And I know how to get them ripped up now. I just got to change the way I'm thinking. I got to change my attitude. I got to start being grateful and start realizing and come to honesty and start feeling. Oh my God, I got to feel. Geez, I got to be honest with myself and I got to change the way I'm thinking and now I got to start feeling. But if I do this, the contracts are going to be ripped up. If I don't do it, these big ugly mugs are going to come and beat me up. So Lord, come into my heart and show me this truth. Come, Lord, please. Oh, hallelujah. He's coming in now. He's either coming in you or he's coming in me because I feel his presence. And I hope you feel his presence too. My God is coming into me, messing me up. Father, I want to thank you for ripping these contracts up, or at least starting to. Because only you have the power to rip this paper. Only you are the shredder that shreds these things. Nobody else. Only you. Only you can call off the attack.
Let the earth be glad.
And so, Father, we thank you.
Let the distant shores rejoice.
For coming and calling off the attack. I thank you, Father, for saving me and calling off my attacks. And I am going to learn to rejoice in all things as I go through my transformation.
Lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles.
So, Father, I ask that you will also impart this truth in those that are listening. That as these contracts are being ripped up and removed, that they will understand how to rejoice and be glad in all things. I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. If you're listening, please keep logging on. Visit our website. If you answered that, if you asked that prayer, you followed that prayer, you opened up your heart and closed your mind, then my God is faithful enough to hear you and meet you where you're at. And with that being said, hit some of those buttons on that website. And one especially, I want to hear from you. That one button. If you don't want to hit the PayPal button, hit the button for me to listen and hear from you. If you got a prayer request or you have something that you want me to talk to my God about so that I can commission some angels to go to your way and show you my God, please reach out. I got these prayer cloths over here. There's a big story and I'm going to have a testimony maybe on the webpage about these prayer cloths. But it's real. Matter of fact, it even says something in this book that I talk about called the Bible. Paul gave out aprons that were on his body and that would heal the sick. See this? I'm rubbing them all over me. These are going to heal your body. Crazy, isn't it? But they work. They're real. They even smell good. And I want to give you one. I know my God will say, if you take one of these, he'll show up. That's how much I know my God. Amen. God bless.
All right. You can give the Lord a hand of praise now. I just had to get out of here.